Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films and then chimes in when we need him. And we'll have to a lot more today because there's no one else with us yet again. That's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. You would not read about it.
Unbelievable. Honestly. People starting to really get slack around here.
Yeah. Honestly, it's not that fucking hard to give up a couple of weeks.
Well, the best ability is availability.
Absolutely.
I've always said.
Yeah.
And we've got no Dave the Brit that knows jack shit again. No Charlie in the Chocolate Factor. No, that's two.
What? Did they log those hours in with you before they left for a 2 week holiday together?
I didn't even know about it. Unbelievable. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win.
Yep. And Lethal, we were traveling last week, maybe the week before.
No, we've never been great at basketball, but we do have to get better at that sort of thing.
You are a bunch of dribblers, though.
Okay. Yeah. No, sorry for not being clear enough. We flew to Melbourne from Brisbane a couple of weeks ago, bright and early, managed to make our flight.
That was great effort.
Yeah, just.
How close was it?
Close.
It was actually pretty close. So we strolled into the airport at probably 5:15 after we were aiming to get there at 5, something like that, in the morning. Awesome. And I don't know, even though it was early in the morning, I was already hungry. Like, you know, when you've been awake for an hour or so, you just like start getting hungry anyway. So we've only got like 5 or 6 minutes, we'll try and fit in getting a little toasted sandwich for breakfast.
And it's something that you have to cook as well. It's not just like a fucking like a Gatorade or something, just so I can quickly nick it down.
This was him, not me. I promise you.
That's seriously fucked.
I promise you. I had your voice in my head going, we don't have time.
Can I get a braised short rib, please? Longer the better, please.
I wasn't confident. I was nervous, but I was hungry. So I had to do something. So I decided we're going to have a crack at getting the sandwich in the next 5 or 6 minutes without missing the flight. Walk up to, I don't know who the great people are. I can't drop their name. I'm sorry. But they've like essentially a cafe and they've got one of those windows at the front.
Uh-huh.
And there would be maybe 700 sandwiches in this window. It's 5 a.m. and they've made all their sandwiches for every person walking through the airport all day. Like, it is filled to the brim with sandwiches. And so I order the only vegan one. Lee orders his vegan one. We walk over, wait for our coffees, et cetera. His non-vegan one. We walk over, we're waiting for our coffees, watching other people.
And you got a coffee as well. You get a coffee on the plane as well.
Coffee
on the plane's
dust. I mean, they're wonderful.
Get one in fucking Melbourne then. The 5 minutes from...
I'm telling you, mate, we had plenty of time. Don't worry about it. All good.
Plenty of time
all
today
good.
Too, apparently.
We're sitting there waiting for our food and coffees, right? And this bloke walks up and says, "Hey guys, do you do toasted sandwiches here?" But there couldn't be more sandwiches in front of you, and there are two industrial toasters behind them with about 19 on the go.
1 centimeter on his left, holding a ham and cheese toasted sandwich.
Every single person around you has just ordered a toasted sandwich. I reckon there might be a chance.
Fucking hell.
It just got us thinking about the dumbest question you could possibly ask.
I I'm going to sort of make a blanket rule for myself. Like next time, like we do a work trip, I'm going to try and catch as many separate flights as possible from you, Perry.
Because of the toasted sandwich thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Vigas, you also had an issue, a run-in with a villain of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sensor tap.
Yeah. So, yesterday.
Start, Vigas.
Well done, mate. Great stuff.
All right.
We got the timeline sorted.
We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready, mate.
Cody just gives me no confidence. He just looks at me and does the worst face.
The worst face.
I just panic.
That's just what he looks like.
I had it in my head how I was going to start, and then Lee's just pretty much said how I was going to start it.
I didn't know how you wanted me to throw to you.
I was just going to jump in.
I won't look at you.
Anyway, no. Just please, just look. It's fine. All right. So, yeah, 2 weeks ago, we did a Muscle Dust about the sensor taps. 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Wasn't last week's skin. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no. I'm just confused because you started with yesterday, and now we're 2 weeks ago, but
yeah,
that's fine.
You'll see. All right. Anyway, yeah, we did the Muscle Dust on sensor taps. I said must. I think they're great. Mm-hmm. I've changed my mind. Yesterday, I was at a bathroom in a shopping center, and I've used a sensor tap. I just washed my hands after going to the toilet. All great. Worked wonderfully. And then all of a sudden, it started, like the dryer started, and I was like, oh, great. Like didn't have to go anywhere. It was right there. Mm-hmm. And I've looked down, and on my t-shirt, there's a bit of water just from the tap splashing back up on me.
Can happen.
And so I've gone, oh, while the dryer's on, I might as well try to dry my shirt.
This is great.
I'm taking my hands away. Essentially, just put my t-shirt underneath the tap. And obviously, it just started pissing out water just all over my shirt. And I've just gone, holy shit. Like, has anyone seen this? This is the dumbest thing anyone could ever do.
So you've got like this
under
and
a tap.
The tap just started just pouring
water. Wasn't doing that.
So the place that you were trying to dry was getting wet.
And like the little bit of water, like it was so small in the first place. It was just, it didn't even need to happen.
It would have dried on the way out.
100%. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? Like while it's all working so well. And then I've just realized there's the tap in the middle and then just to the side of it, you just move your hands literally 10 centimeters to the sides and it starts drying.
Yeah.
And I've just put my, yeah. So.
Yeah. There should be little labels there telling you where each of the things
are. Yeah. And there wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how many other people have done that.
No. Honestly, none. No one's ever done that.
I'm anti-sensor tap, but I'm not blaming the tap.
I reckon
there's another problem. That might be a user error.
Like I'm such a moron.
Nah, that was good. That can happen to anyone. Mate.
You told it well too, which is great.
Right. We cut that stuff.
When was that? Yeah. Yesterday?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
All right, let's move on to joke of the week. And we do get so many left on the chalk line. That's at wegotthechocolates.com.au if you would like to leave us one. They're very fun to listen to, which I've been doing this morning. And I found one from Dirk.
Dirk. Mm, that is.
Mm.
Yeah, yes. Mm. And pops.
Hi, Chockies. This is Dirk. I would like to remain anonymous. That's just the old South African joke. Okay, the real joke. Why did the walrus go to the Tupperware party? He was looking for a tight seal.
I just wanted it for that first bit. That literally made me lose it. I'm like scrolling through these jokes. Hi, my name's Dirk. I'd like to remain anonymous.
What do you mean it's an old South African joke? Yeah.
Well, we must do it in South Africa, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Dirk did good. Sound South African. That was brilliant. Fantastic. Do you have a written one, Skin?
I do. Yes, I've got a written one. It was sent in by lots of people.
That always makes us nervous.
Yeah, it was one of those ones. Yeah. Obviously, some videos gone viral this week, I would think. But the first person that got in with it was Courtland.
Ah,
Courtland.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Plenty of lawyers, though.
Mm.
I see.
Oh, what do you reckon their favourite sport is?
Could be netball.
Tennis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Very nice. All right. What's the worst thing to feel during a prostate exam?
Oh, I've read this as well. Yeah, right.
Two hands on your shoulders. I'm sorry, Cody.
Not the worst. That's all right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's just.
It's pretty close to the worst, but that's
the worst thing that you could feel? Or?
I was referring to the worst joke you could hear, but sure.
Point. Nah, it's got nothing of those couple you went. The theme you were going with.
Like,
the
epileptic, two or three, two or three ones in a row that, like, it was like, ooh, could we get cancelled?
Yeah. You had a theme going for like 3 weeks. It was making us quite nervous.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you were nearly banned. Like, okay. You had a yellow card, I reckon.
Gotcha. Maybe that's why no one will sell us that insurance that we're meant to have.
It's because stop you from getting cursed
about them in my last couple of jokes.
You've had to have this insurance. It's like, what is it? In case it's like to protect you in case you say something, anything too ropey. Oh. And obviously no one will give it to us because they listen to skin written jokes.
Abuse epileptics.
Anyway, joke of the week. It is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Go and grab yourself some of them. They've also got fantastic merch and you get a discount just for listening to We Got The Chocolates. The merch code is, or discount code is, We Got The Discount.
I'm loving Skin's golf shirt at the moment.
That is a belter. Mm.
Yeah, this is nice. I wish I was better at golf, but
I wish that's play another story. Golf.
Yeah, and we could play more golf. Now, as you may or may not be aware, Mum's finally evicted us from this house, essentially. This is the dining room where we have recorded. We've called this dining room our studio for the last 4 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. We are heading over to the Nudio, or the new studio, as you are probably aware, I hope, and that'll be in the next couple of weeks. So this today is actually the last ever episode that we will record in Mum's house, in the dining room here. And we've had some great memories across the last 4 years. And so to commemorate the occasion, we are going to navigate through the audio archives today just to have a look at some of our most memorable moments across this journey so far. Well, the year was 2019, and we started a podcast with a cracking intro that I managed to pull together on GarageBand.
Now stop beating your gums and sound the attack.
And the audio quality of one MacBook between three people, and we sounded absolutely thrilled to be doing it.
All right, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode. In fact, the initial episode of the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm here with James and Mitchell. Welcome, boys. How are we?
Welcome, everybody.
Nice.
Holy, yeah.
That's not a whole heap rougher than our first intros, but anyway.
It became pretty clear right from the get-go that the jingles were going to be the pillar that the quality of the show was built on.
You can harvest it, no way, you just have to wait. These steps don't come easy, what's your heart, a lot at stake.
We managed to have plenty of guests on the podcast, which we will certainly mention soon. But that famous first episode also had a very special guest, and that was Skin's then-girlfriend, now-fiancée, Eloise.
Eloise is actually here as well, although not featuring heavily on the podcast, more of a spectator role, which is obviously crucial on your day.
I think she really wants to be on it, to be honest. She's always looking at us doing it, so we'll maybe have to get her on at one point.
Yeah.
Always. It's the first. Yeah, it's the first. And Lee always had a real gift when it came to making a regular guest like Yana feel comfortable.
You've still got the baby, obviously.
Yep, still have her.
I wish we had Cody's bit. Is there something wrong with you? And speaking of guests, we managed to get some absolute belters on the podcast with us. Christian Welch.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys.
Shayna Jack.
Thank you for having me, guys.
This is Manus Labuschagne.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Jack Leach.
Thank you, yes. Lovely to be with you guys.
Hudson Young.
How you going, mate?
Good, boys. How are you?
And we wouldn't be able to have a look back on this house without mentioning Ruby and one of her finest moments in the house.
Oh, my God.
Rob's just got some massive
face. Are you kidding me? Where is it? No! That absolute steamer! Rubs!
Then in episode 133, we introduced you to our mum who had put up with us making the podcast here for over 4 years. This is our mum, Janelle.
These days, I'm most commonly referred to as Dizzle.
And we asked Cody what one of his favourite moments was, and it occurred in episode 99 when we were speaking about the funniest pet names.
I can't believe you didn't read out Martin Woofer King. Imagine calling that name out. Oh, Martin Woofer. We actually aren't sure exactly when Mick has started it on the podcast properly, but we do know that he made an immediate impact in helping the clarity to the starts of episodes. So I'm Lee.
I'm Lee.
And I'm also Lee.
And I'm also Lee.
We want to wind out this trip down memory lane by thanking you so much for listening and watching across the last 4 years. We look forward to making so many more memories with you from here on in. There you go. It still makes me actually quite sad listening to our first episode. That is tough.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell.
It's a real tough listen.
I literally sound like I'm on the other side of the room. I'm even shooting three-pointers at Mark.
I think the MacBook was genuinely sitting here in front of me.
He's leaning into it.
You were like over there. That was when Skin didn't even really want to be on the podcast. Yeah, no. He was like, do I really have to be here? If I'm doing it, I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Look at us now.
So rough. It's like, I'm Lee. I'm James. I'm scared.
That's Eloise over there.
Yeah, Eloise always watching us do this in episode one. Yeah, real common theme in her life.
I still said in the first intro, like, welcome back to another episode.
Another.
This is the first one. Because when you started filming properly episode 127.
Yeah,
which I was think here. So, yeah.
You filmed the Manus episode though, didn't you?
Yeah, that was 100.
Episode 100.
Yeah, yeah. That was at 100 when Manus was in here.
Yeah.
But then I think 127 you started filming properly. I don't know when you started sitting in Mika's cam though, because Mika's cam was later than that.
I reckon, yeah, what, another 10,
was,
10, 15
yeah, it was
weeks?
A real gradual process.
Yeah,
it was like
140-ish maybe?
Yeah, there was a microphone for me, and then but it was on mute.
Yeah.
And then I began to talk into it.
Yeah.
And then it was just a slow process before I got to actually sit down.
That's true.
And,
he's
and
got,
have a light just on
now
me.
Now he's got three cameras and a light just on him.
You have worked your way up, haven't you?
Yeah. That is a great progression. Any other moments? Okay. Now, we should mention, obviously, there's one moment. Quite obviously that involves the number 27, et cetera, that you would be like, why have they not included that in the trip down memory lane? The reason is that was actually just from this most recent year, and every year for the podcast, we put out our top 10 moments of the year. So 2023 top 10 moments that will be in there. I can't tell you where it will be.
I suggest it be more at the pointy end, I would have thought.
But it is definitely going to be in there, which is the reason that that was not referred to. We did ask the Chockies. The Chockies loved, they did love, Yana, do you still have the baby? That always gets a mention, like just most awkward. I still get people asking me that, like what happened to you that day? Did you do that on purpose?
It's the most unbelievable. That was the first time I'd ever, like I'd met Yana before, but we hadn't really chatted that much. And that was the first time I met. And then you asked that question. I was like, is there something fucking wrong with this bloke? Mm.
And there was.
Yes.
Still asking that question the same day.
And then do we have, what others? There was, I think your first taboo game got brought up quite a bit, Mix. Yeah. And I believe I actually have a sound grab from that. Do we know what episode this was?
174, I reckon. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's how that went.
Say words.
Pet injured.
That's the greatest thing that you'll ever listen to.
I just didn't know how the game actually worked.
I think you did. You were just so scared about saying a taboo word that you thought you had to do bullet points. I remember you like reading
it's
like
fucking
it was a
charades,
punk,
mate. Yeah. Oh,
I was so nervous and nothing's changed.
Pet injured. Now, I guess we just, I thought that Mum might actually be here so that we could say thank you to her for having us. She's definitely not, but we'll say thank you anyway. I'm sure she'll listen to the podcast. So thanks very much, Mum. It has been magnificent being in the dining room. There will still be like, obviously, all of my trophies from behind. I think Skin's got one up there as well. A
couple of most improved.
A couple of most improved.
Most catches.
We will definitely be taking those across the Nudio. We're not sure how. This table's coming with us as well. And again, that's going to be challenging. Hopefully Goaty's in charge of that because otherwise it may not get there.
It's absolute shamble. I can't actually wait to see how you guys can figure it, to be honest with you. It's going to be an absolute hilarity to watch.
Yeah, well, what did we try to move up the stairs the other day at the Nudio?
Dave's desk.
Dave the Brit's desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't go well. Lucky we're painting the walls after, you would say.
Oh, no.
Yes, I imagine no coffee working over.
Did you just not measure stuff before you did anything?
Yeah. And furniture.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, that is what you're here for.
Come on.
Can you edit that out as well? we don't want him breaking character.
What do we mean when we say just chime in?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, time for social sins and wins.
Sins, but also wins. Let's look at this tonight. Is it a sin or a winner? Well, my hair's getting thinner. Might be love or strife in a social life.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I've never noticed that at the end.
Nah. So what?
Is that in the end, or is that a bird outside?
No, that was
just happened. No, that was in this, but I don't know if Robbie Williams employed. if he got a bird to do it, maybe.
Maybe actually, recorded in an aviary.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think Mum went and saw Robbie Williams yesterday, didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't she?
Yeah, well, he was here. Yeah.
He was here down the green.
She said that.
Yeah, good. Well, I wonder if he played Social Sins and Wins with him.
I'd be pretty surprised. No. Anyway,
hopefully he gives us some royalties.
Social Sins and Wins, basically it's the best and the worst of the internet. We highlight the good stuff. We highlight the bad stuff. We used to just highlight the bad stuff and then we realized we're not that negative of people.
Oh, we're actually really positive people.
Really positive. Except for the negative ones.
Yeah, except for all these negative ones that I've better rattle off.
Mine are all positive, I think.
Seriously?
I think so. Oh, do you want me to kick us off?
Yeah.
So this was a radio interview that Tafita Pangai Jr. did a couple of weeks ago. Skin does. So he's basically talking to the Triple M, I think, with Candace Warner.
Yeah.
He's basically gone, since I left rugby league, I've only heard from two players and a coach. No one's wished me good luck before my boxing match. Candace Warner said, really, I find that shocking because it's meant to be a so-called team sport. You've only reached out to two people. Tavita said, yeah, ever since I got my new number, nobody calls me. Candace, did you give people your new number? Tavita, that's probably it.
No.
Yeah, that can't be.
Oh. I hope it's not real, yeah. But it's also hilarious.
Living Tavita, loca. Yeah.
Very good.
This is good.
I found this Facebook page called People Incorrectly Correcting People.
Yeah, nice. Oh, this is perfect.
What?
Yeah, there's some very funny stuff on there. But anyway, so someone's posted a screenshot of Google Maps and said, Google got this wrong. It shows the border well north of the portion of the fence between Columbus, New Mexico and Puerto Palomas, Chihuahua? Anyways, so that's like a photo of the border and someone's commented, you do realize it's a picture from a camera, not a drawing that can be drawn. Oh, they actually said can be drew wrong.
Oh, nice.
And someone replied, the white line and the word Mexico aren't actually there. They've been added and can be wrong.
So just spray painted on their end.
I wanted to take us to a sporting one. I thought this was unbelievable. You remember we referenced it a few weeks ago, the Glenn Maxwell innings, massive double 100, and then Pat Cummins was batting with him. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what Pat Cummins' score was.
I think it was 12. Like 12,
not 12 off 60 something. Anyway, he commented on like a Cricket Australia post that said like the partnership, like about Pat Cummins and Glenn Maxwell's partnership. Mm-hmm. He commented saying, full credit to Glenn Maxwell, played his role beautifully.
Beautiful.
He contributed 12 of the runs.
200 off 8 balls.
Your role is to hit a double 100 batting at 6.
Good luck. Skinny, I've got a little thread for you.
Yeah.
So this is a soccer team, I think, in the UK. So it's BCFC Academy, and they're basically just giving match updates. So 73rd minute, Pharrell Williams doubles our lead. So he's obviously scored a goal. The first comment was, I bet he's happy.
Nice.
Yep.
I was about to say that same thing.
Yep. Yeah. Bosch Jingham. Reckon feels like a room without a roof after that one.
Come along if you feel like a room.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Yep. And then last one. No, second last one, sorry. Might seem crazy what I'm about to say, but he's got bags of potential. And dude, get up all night to get lucky. He must be happy about it.
It's just good old classic.
Just classic Pharrell Williams gear.
That is classic.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it.
It's just commonplace. Yeah. I've got a Facebook status that says, I was being a dick to a taxi driver tonight and didn't pay my fare, so I did a runner and left my phone in the car because I'm a stupid cunt. And this is the taxi driver writing this status.
Good. Excellent.
I've got there was a chiropractor on, I've been getting this a lot of my For You page on TikTok at the moment, like chiropractors, but doing animals, not doing them, but like adjusting them.
Chiropractor
type of video, yeah. But adjusting animals. Anyway, this one guy was doing a snake with severe, adjusting a snake like a big python with severe back pain. Yeah, no, not a euphemism. Corey. Did it tell you it has back pain? Because I can't remember the last time a snake spoke to me. And then Jamba Wamba, you obviously aren't in Slytherin house.
Oh, it's so good.
The old parcel tongue.
A tweet from Dave Letterman. Sir Isaac Newton was only 23 when he discovered the law of gravity. And then Vinny Crack. T-Pain was only 22 when he rhymed Manson with Wisconsin.
And you love that.
Oh, crock. That is.
I'm just trying to work out what's more impressive out of those two feats.
Shut up. Okay. A comment from Helen. Single men in Ohio, send me a private message. I'm looking for love and companionship. Patricia, I think you might have commented the wrong info. We're praying for a beautiful 21-year-old girl in ICU fighting for her life. Helen, Patricia, I think she would want me to be happy.
Oh my, that's in the sin.
That would be one of your biggest sins. Yes. I would have thought.
Dear me.
I'm fresh out.
All right. I've got a tweet. Just says, tell me what's on your mind.
Okay.
All right. If a dentist makes money off people with bad teeth, then why would I buy toothpaste that 4 out of 5 dentists recommend?
Nice. There is some corruption.
That is smart. And who's the 5th dentist?
I don't know.
What are they recommending?
Probably a non-for-profit.
I've got an appointment with him at 2:30.
Ask him.
Have you got one more?
Yeah, I do have a couple more.
Pick your best 9.
I will pick my best 9. Just on the same theme. There's a subreddit where people complain about recipes because of their own substitutions.
Yeah, nice.
It's lyric substitution or
no
skin.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't speak to me just like that. Honestly.
It's been great today and last week.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not good.
And tomorrow. Go on, skin.
Please stop. Okay.
Where's Dave?
So Sharon says, very good icing. I just didn't realize that I couldn't substitute the heavy cream for mayonnaise and I was devastated when I tried it. Maybe you should mention that next time.
What the fuck?
Other than that, it was delicious.
It can't be real. Like,
right, I think it is.
I've got a screenshot of a comment on a blog, on a recipe blog.
I mean, I meant to add mushroom sauce to that steak, but I added fucking petrol.
Why did you tell me you couldn't do that?
Understand.
How can you rule out every substitution in the world?
That's what I don't know.
It's a long recipe book.
Yeah, maybe you should mention that I can't use mayonnaise in the icing. And then on a different recipe, Christopher says, I substituted tofu for the steak, corn pops for the potatoes, and used some dandelions instead of jalapenos. It's awful. Never again. 5 stars.
Sounds like one of our.
You sure that wasn't a joke either, right?
I do not understand.
Now, every now and then, we do like to dedicate just, I guess, a bottle opener, really, an award recognition for our friends of the show, or FOTS, as they are known. And the time's come. Again, it's been a couple of weeks at least. I don't know how many we've awarded in total in the 4 years that we've been in this house. Actually, the last friend of the show that'll ever be awarded in this house too. How many have we done?
We think this is number 30.
We think.
And even 30, I quite like that. Mm. 30 in 4 years is good going.
7.5 a year.
That's not bad.
That's fine.
Yeah. Play on. That's good. Now, today, a little bit different because this is like a kind of an inside one slightly in that, like, you know how Goaty had to get one?
Yeah, because he stole the bottle opener.
Because he stole the bottle opener.
Yeah, can I just look at backstory that for a little bit as well? The boys ordered probably 350 bottle openers, give or take. Yeah. And they're handing them out like it's their last fucking pennies.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was about to say 7.5 a year is probably not great for our whole like getting through the inventory. Sort of.
And the pogs as well. Do we get 10,000
pogs? The pogs are good, man. The pogs are, they'll come back into fashion.
No, I understand they will. No, I'm not doubting that. I'm more doubting the fact that we've got 10,000. Yeah.
Well, we've got a minimum quantity.
Yeah. We've got enough to last until they come back. In fashion, next century.
Anyway, so we were having a beer for Formula One recently, watching Formula One. It keeps coming up, actually. And
came out last week, didn't it?
And Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, he mentioned to us, well, we had a beer there that was a non-screw top.
Mm.
And he was like, well, imagine if I just had something to open this with.
Yeah.
And sort of drop some really like subtle hints about the fact that he might like to be a friend of the show. And then we were like, have you applied for one? And he said, no. So we were like, well, that's maybe the reason you haven't got one. Since then, he actually has gone back and applied for one. And on the week that he is absent, we think, holidaying with Charlie, potentially.
not potentially.
Not confirmed. We have got him on the phone after applying for a friend of the show. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, are you there?
I am. Hello, boys.
Hello, mate. Now, you do sound quite British.
Hello,
so
David.
It must be you.
Yeah, pretty British. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it could just be any of us, to be fair.
Any of the Duffins or?
any of the British people. Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right. Yeah. All sound the same.
There's no accent fluctuation or anything.
This is true.
And that's the Dave the Brit fact as well.
Yeah. And I assume after kidnapping us and making us watch Formula One a couple of weeks ago, you would have sat up and watched the Cricket World Cup recently as well.
Oh, I mean, boys, listen, I was all over it, okay? I was watching it from dusk till dawn, and well done to Pakistan for winning as well. They did
that's
well.
Actually a good year, Dave. Well done.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been practicing. Just ask Mick, I've been logging my hours of practice.
Don't log your hours, mate. Practicing your own
don't log your hours with me.
Dave, can you quickly
can
you quickly just let everyone know, from your perspective, because I think once you were christened Dave the Brit, that knows, jeez.
Charlie, quiet down, mate.
Oh, that's going to be hard to get back on track. Once you were christened Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, I think you've actually been sort of excommunicated from ever jumping on a mic again, haven't you? But can you explain from your point of view why you were given that nickname?
So, yeah, I was given the nickname because you asked me a very basic question about the United Kingdom and Great Britain, and I got it wrong. And I still don't know the answer to it because I got it wrong a couple of weeks ago when someone else asked me about it. So, yeah, that happened. The Chocks called me out and they gave me the nickname Dave the Brit that knows jack shit.
But it carried on for a while. We got you on to defend yourself and then you made a mistake about who Guy Fawkes is or something.
Oh, that's right. We had that knives and forks game.
Obviously.
You went like 4 weeks on the trot where you just didn't say anything correct.
Yeah, I was just humming it. I got a couple of things right, and then I went. But I would get so confident, and then just say tons more wrong. Yeah. And it was a never ending cycle.
And it makes me question everything you tell me about Formula One. You're trying to get me into Formula One, and you're giving me all this massive education. I just don't know if I can trust any of it.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't.
Dave, can you give us a little bit for the listeners, for the Chockies listening that have heard you mention but probably not heard from you? Can you give us a little bit of background about what it is that you do when you're away from where you got the chocolates, like right now with Charlie, obviously on holiday?
Yeah, obviously me and Charlie just living it up in Kmart.
Wonderful people.
But yeah, wonderful people. Yeah, if they want to come on board. When I'm not, we got the chocolate. I usually just watch the F1. I'm also a photographer, so I'll do just bulk amazing photo shoots.
Yeah,
you can link my Instagram up and things like that. Obviously, yes.
Sure. Actually, we did have a recent comment where I tagged you in a story, and Michael Phillips had actually replied and said, "I can't wait to see your guys' calendar show." So, Dave, the type of photos that you do, they're quite how would you describe them?
They're quite out there.
Yeah. They're quite nude, you'd say. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to go fully there. They're nude, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're the one that goes fully there, mate.
Nat, how we've seen you work.
All right. Well, Dave, can you tell us why you deserve to be a friend of the show for the We Got the Chocolates podcast then?
Well, mainly just because apparently we don't own that many bottle openers and I just need a bottle opener. So that's the only reason I applied.
That's, well, I mean, I appreciate your honesty.
That is a compelling argument.
Yeah. He's in.
Can't fault it. Mate, it is a tough club to get into, but you have made the cut.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Now, I think
I'll also throw out there as well that, like, I've got to put with your guys, I mean, wonderful gear every single week. So, like, just for putting up with it, I should probably be awarded the friend of the show card.
Yeah, that's
maybe two. Maybe two, but like, yeah.
Consider yourself lucky. You get to sit in on such wonderful gear.
You get a free lesson every Monday.
What about
when that's we, it. That's exactly how I see it.
When we walked into Dave's place the other day to watch the F1 race, Lee made some dog shit joke out of someone's name that came up on the telly. Dave was like, mate, I'm not on the books anymore. I don't have to laugh at that.
My 38 hours. My hours are
under the week. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
He was like so confident. He was like, come on, Dave, that's good gear. And I was like, nah, Lee, that sucks. You're not paying me enough to laugh at that.
Yeah. And then, Dave, there was one response in terms of your actual friend of the show application about a story. And I haven't given you much warning about this. So give us a quick summary. You're married to your lovely wife, Megan. And I understand that your wedding speech, you had a little bit of a story from that, don't you?
Oh shit, I completely forgot about this. Yes.
Yeah. You put it in your application not long ago.
You forgot the story.
No, that was a couple of weeks ago, his application.
Yeah, sure. It's been sat waiting, yeah. No, yeah. So my wedding was my wedding speech.
speech.
To put it lightly.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, the wedding was great.
The wedding was great, yeah. I think the problem is that I suck at public speaking, as you will have seen when I got on the podcast and absolutely deck cheered.
Yeah.
So I stood up in front of all of our friends and family and basically did not read anything that was on the speech I'd written, and I just said every swear word under the sun for the next 20 minutes. I'd love to tell you, but I can't remember the moment. I'd had three or four Guinness at this point, and I was on my way.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a troubling time for me.
Okay. What a wonderful advertisement for Guinness.
Thick and creamy.
Okay. And Megan hung around with you.
Megan liked the speech.
Megan stuck around for some reason. No. She went straight to the videographer and she was like, can you please just cut out as much of that as possible from the wedding video?
Okay.
And I said no.
Is there anything she could do with that? Is there anything a videographer can do with that, Vegas? What's it like to be married, Dave? Fuck yeah. Okay. Well done. Great speech.
I was asking them questions. For the speech.
Oh, yeah. It's not an interview.
Yeah, that's
what my wedding would be. Well, Dave, I'm pretty happy to hand over a bottle opener. I know that you need one. So friend of the show. Yeah.
Post it to him now, obviously.
Obviously, we'll post it. 4 to 6 business years.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, and so look out for that in the mail, mate. We could give it to you at work probably, but we won't. So we'll get it posted.
Nah, yeah, why would we do that? That's too easy.
It's inefficient. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how we love to do things efficiently around here, Gody?
No, it's just driving me fucking insane.
Well, Dave, enjoy your holiday, mate. Say hello to Charlie for us. We're going to finish with the game, and what a belter it is. It's called... Well, I actually don't know. What is it called? Have we done this before? We've done it.
We've done Name 17 variations of it.
Oh, yeah, we change it every week.
Yeah, it used to be Two Baby Ruths and Anna Bligh, yeah, and then that was too confusing. And no jingle, consequently.
Yeah.
But it is called Name That Movie. It's fairly self-explanatory. I will play a quote from a movie. It's a sound grab. You need to be the first person to buzz in with the name of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be bonus points along the way if I can think of some.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Are you right with that?
Let's do it.
Test your buzzers.
Godel.
Albert.
Barley.
Nice. That's how it will sound.
Do you lose points if you get it wrong?
No, I think we've scrapped that from our
season. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we have scrapped that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless we don't.
So with this one, it's like you got to buzz in quickly. There should be some punishment, I feel like, for getting it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just see how we go.
Because if you just buzz in and you don't know it, then it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree. All right. You don't lose a point. Here we go. The first sound.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some Godel.
That is Wedding Crashers.
It is indeed Wedding Crashers. Godel. It's oh, jeez. That's a clinic. Now let me just find that correct jingle for you. Plenty of time. No need to stress. One to Goaty. And you guys, you're allowed to buzz in. Yeah, you don't lose points.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Second one.
I think I dropped something on the floor.
That's Legally Blonde.
That is indeed Legally Blonde. Oh, this is a clinic.
Holy shit. Again. I was going to say Barbie.
Come on, Lucas.
What?
That's a hobby. I didn't think that that would be. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't think that would be.
Reese Witherspoon, mate. No brainer. You remember she got how she got.
How she got what?
How she eats a cereal.
Yeah.
Anyway, number three.
What is this?
Goatle, it's Zoolander.
Oh my God.
I really wanted the rest of the quote for that because it's very funny. But yes, Goatle, that's three. Do you want to hear the rest of the quote?
Sure. We've got
Have you guys known? Have you known? Ants.
How can we be expected to teach?
If that got to a center for ants, I would have gotten it. Yeah. Slowly.
Can't even fit inside the building.
Did you know any of the others so far?
I would have backed myself with Legally Blonde.
And Wedding Crashes.
I would have got Wedding Crashes, but it would have given you
sense. We get some meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. All right, we're on to, that's 3-0-0. No one else can win except Goaty, but this is good. This one is this one is a little bit more challenging, I think.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Oh, I'm
going to die. My name is Inigo Montoya.
Is that an Albert? I think there was an Albert early doors.
Yeah. I've done that thing. I need to lose a point.
Skim's just making noises into the microphone, so I can't even hear it.
Yeah.
It's
Someone needs to go.
Yeah, go.
Migos, you better go.
Oh, no, yeah, go. You should probably go.
Is it Gladiator?
No, it is not Gladiator, and I'm happy to give you just one of these.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
You're not getting it?
No.
Do you want the rest? Will that help?
No, not at all. He just says that 17 more times.
What is that?
You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
Stop.
Say that.
That is The Princess Bride, released in 1987. Great flick.
That was not what I was even thinking, so that's good. I'm glad I didn't get it.
And final one, very easy.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
Go to that's Mean Girls.
No. Oh, wow. It is indeed Mean Girls.
Holy shit.
Right. Go to that is 4-0-0. That's the game. It's a clinic. It's a free clinic.
It's a masterclass.
Mm. Yep. Are you happy with my movie choices? I felt like they were pretty
beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Just easy to get, you know. What do you mean?
So I'd say one or two, too tailored to Goaty.
Really?
Yeah. Which one? Well, like fucking Mean Girls and Bloody Legally Blonde.
You're right.
No, right in my wheelhouse.
Wedding Crashes and Zoolander, right up his alley.
But you haven't even seen the in-betweeners yet, so what the fuck do you know?
Yeah, that's
true. A good point. Yeah, sure. I can't criticize.
Skin, can you give me one example of a movie that might be up your alley?
8 Mile.
And while you're at it, give us three of your best get facts.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, what a Gingus, segue,
that
Gingus.
Was genius.
I do have three get facts prepared.
3-1-3, you might say.
Sure.
From 8 Mile. Everybody nice. In the 3-1-3.
Yep, got it.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, buddy. Right,
firstly,
you got somewhere to be, good.
Yeah, you know, just 20 minutes late to work already. Still got 40 minutes to go.
All right. Humans landed on the moon in 1969,
mm-hmm.
put wheels on suitcases in 1970.
Wow.
How weird is that?
Very weird.
Mm. They're just carrying around suitcases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unbelievable.
Not on the moon.
Yep.
All right. Secondly, most people have more than the average number of arms.
Yeah, okay. Because like there'd be some people who only have one arm. So the average number of arms would be like 1.8 or something like that.
And most people have two.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
And then third and final for Mikus, the longest a chicken has ever lived after decapitation is 18 months.
Wow.
18 months.
Yeah. I think they were just like feeding it little corn, like pieces of corn down its throat or something.
Down its neck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
actually quite
yeah, that's weird. Rank.
Yeah.
True. Oh, sorry, man. I thought that'd be up here.
And also, we always do that. we always do that classic. We do that classic thing where we play the jingle after the segment. Remember?
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
That is
no way. Get fact off. Am I ever gonna see your face again? No way. Get fact off.
Ah, it's getting ready, man. Again.
No. When the segue is that smooth, you just. That's right. You just got to let it go.
Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Firstly, by getting around us on the socials, it's at We Got the Chocolates wherever you use social media.
Yep, you can also get around us on the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave a voice message down the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future ep, or you can just write in as well below that if that's your preference.
Yep, keep the ratings and reviews coming. Hopefully Charlie and Dave are back next week after their 3-week holiday.
And hopefully Mikas has got some more stories from yesterday. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I tried to drink and it went up my nose.
Remember that if you're out there having a laugh and a great time with your mates throughout the week, then you are definitely getting the chocolates. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, Goaty.
Yeah?
Someone told me that you were possessed by an owl. Damn it.
So close.
I knew it wasn't going to work.
No. What? Someone. I've got need to know.
All right. Hey,
yeah.
Skin.
Yeah.
Someone told me that you were possessed by an owl.
Yep.
Fuck.
You've just done the same thing twice in a row.
No, because you've got to say who. Oh.
Damn it.
It smells like up dog in here.
What's up dog?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.